There was another model made by Dubai. And what Dubai did was he said, let's just take the linear dispersion relationship for the wave equation. And he just was using a linear dispersion relationship, and that gives a quadratic density of states like this. This is the solution for the wave equation and also for light. And what Debye did was said, okay, we'll just take this density of states and cut it off at a certain frequency, which is now known as a Debye frequency. And he knew that there was a highest frequency in this problem because there are n normal modes, and at a certain point you run out of modes, and the density of states for phonons has to go to zero at a certain point. And so what he said was, if there are n atoms in the crystal, then there are three n normal modes, and if I integrate over the density of states, so this is the density of states per unit volume multiplied by volume will give me the 3n. So this integral here must be the will tell me the number of modes. If I integrate over the density of states over all frequencies, I'll get the number of modes. So he integrates this quadratic density of states. And when you do that, you can calculate what this cutoff frequency will be. So the A is the size of the unit cell, and C is the speed of sound, and you can calculate what the highest frequency should be in a model like this. And often this frequency is expressed as a temperature. I don't know why, but very often you'll see the Debye temperature. And the relationship is that the energy expressed in terms of the Debye frequency is equal to the energy expressed as if this is a temperature, KB times temperature.